Turn your Bibles to Jude. That's one of the books. We got three other books. So we got a little reading to do here. The book of Jude. And this, we know this one book. And it's right next to Revelation. Before you get to Revelations, if you went past Revelation, you passed it. Amen. Right there. The one book before Revelations. Amen. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. It said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And also, we want you to turn your Bibles to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8, and verse 26. And we're going to read from 26 to 28. When you have that, would you say amen? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or expressed. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. And it says, and he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And our last scripture is found in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. That's way back. Back in the back here. Amen. 5 and 7. Chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. I'm sorry. Verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're going to talk about today building up your most holy faith. Amen. Building up, I heard one amen. Building up your most holy faith. Amen. Amen. Your faith has to be built up. Amen. The Bible said faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. You can have faith and faith that's confidence in God and trust and belief in God. Amen. But you have to continue to build it up. Amen. That's why they say building. It's the word that has an ing on it, so that means a continuation. You can't build one time and say, I have faith in God. You got to keep on building it. Amen. To build something is to bring, to increase it, to strengthen it, to improve it, to add unto it. You got to constantly add unto your faith. Amen. Amen. So, in other words, building up your faith. Building up your faith, that's what we want to talk about today. And that's the thing that we fail to do from time to time, because we have so many other things that we do down here, and we fail to build up our most holy faith. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, when the Lord come back to the earth, will he find faith? Amen. The Bible said, the just shall live by their faith. So we have to live each and every day. There's going to be storms and all kind of stuff that comes our way, but we got to live by what God say, but not what the circumstances say. Can somebody give the Lord a great big praise? Amen. Amen. Faith is confidence and trust and belief in who? God. It's not trust and confidence and believe in no one else and nothing else, but it's faith and confidence and trust to believe in God. Amen. It said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves. It didn't say nobody else. It said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praying by the Spirit. Praying in other words, you can pray in the tongues in the Holy Ghost, or you can just pray by the Spirit. Not pray by your flesh. Most of our prayers are fleshly prayers. I got one amen. Most of our prayer, we think sometimes we're praying in the spirit, but sometimes our prayers are just as fleshly. Amen. Because we asking God for this and we asking God for that, and we're concerned about something, everything. We're not even trying to get the mind of the spirit and say, Lord, show me, teach me how to pray. The disciples asked the Lord, they say, teach me how to pray. Somebody said, well, you should know how to pray. All you got to do is just start talking to God and give him a little do list and tell him all what you want, tell him about this. And that's not really prayer, that's petition. God is saying, communicating with me, in other words, building up a relationship with me. You know, you interacting with me and I'm interacting with you, and we in relationship, amen. In other words, the Bible says they that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and truth. So that means you have to connect with him in order to be able to relate with him. You have to enter into the spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost, which is the same thing as praying in the Spirit, amen, and letting the Lord lead you, let him put his mind in you. Let him show you how to pray. You may feel like, I know how to pray about this, and I know how to pray about that, and you probably don't see no results. If you have not seen any results at all the talking you've been doing, and you've been going a long time talking about the same thing, you have not seen no, amen, no results at all, then you need to find out, am I really praying in the spirit? Amen? Because God, he comes by and he puts his mind in you. And you can't have the mind of Christ when you got crowded out in your mind with everything else. Because God don't think like you think. When you're, I hear people say they're hitting and missing in prayer and doing this and doing that. And we just doing a lot of body exercises, but it's profiting nothing. Body exercise profits nothing. Amen. When you're down in prayer, you're supposed to be drawing your mind in. Whether you're standing or down on your knees, my mind is off of everything. When your mind is off of everything else, off your own ways, off your own ideas, and the way you see it and all that, when your mind is off of that, that means you're ready to get the mind of the Spirit. God's not going to give you the mind of the Spirit when you crowd it out with all what you think it should be. And all your ways. Because the Bible says your ways is not my ways. Amen. And that's why a lot of people, they don't know how to tap into the Spirit. And when you tap into the Spirit, you're going to be praying. The Spirit's going to be praying through you. The Spirit's going to be putting things in your mind to pray. Amen. You're going to be building yourself up. You're going to be building, increasing in the Holy Ghost. Amen. How are you going to say that I'm praying in the spirit 1 minute, amen, and you about to knock somebody's head off the next few minutes? You're not in no spirit. The Spirit of God, amen, is going to edify and take you up higher and higher and higher, and you're going to do things a different way than you normally do it. Somebody give God a praise. It said, but ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. That's how you, it say praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is the same thing as praying in the spirit of God. Not in any spirit, but praying in the spirit. You can pray in the spirit of air. The spirit of air is not the spirit of God. The spirit of air is something that's not of God. It's anti, against God. You can pray your own will. You can pray it the way you see it. But if you pray the way God wants you to, God would have you pray, you won't see some results. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit of God with the mind of the Spirit. Not your mind, but you're going to have the mind of the Spirit. You're not going to go down there and pray it like you want to pray it. You might start off that way, but if you keep reaching out to God, God will change your prayer. And he'll change your prayer, and you'll find yourself praying in a way you got to know it's God. You know it's God. Somebody give God a praise. But that's how you stay built up. That's how you stay built up in the spirit. That's how you're able to ride over every storm. And whether you see somebody or you don't see nobody, whether you hear from somebody or don't hear from nobody, you're able to ride over every storm. You're ready. You're ready. You ain't got to have 99 people on the side to encourage you. You're going to be encouraged in the Lord yourself. Amen. Because you're going to be riding because you've been praying in the Holy Ghost. You didn't get down there and do a little tap there and then say, Lord's my shepherd, and I shall not want to go down and do the same thing. You spend some time before the Lord till you begin to feel his presence come over you. The Spirit of God, his presence should come over you and overshadow you. Amen. You should know that when I get up, I don't know how my outcome is, but I know it's all right. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Building When you're building something, it's like they doing a building out. If they building something from the ground, amen, they're building a house, building this and that and other, they, you don't see them build one time. They keep building till they get it up. You got to keep building, amen, building your most holy faith up till you get it up. Because sometimes your faith might be down here. Sometimes it might be right there. It don't mean that you don't have no faith. But if you haven't been spending God time and with God in prayer and communicating with God like you need to, let him build you up. You can't build yourself up. Let him build you up. And then when something come your way, sometimes if you ever notice, this is an example. Sometimes you go through something and you just ride on through that storm and you feel encouraged no matter what's going on. And then sometimes you barely making it through there. Can I get an amen? And those times when you barely getting through there, you check back your prayer life and see, have you been building? What you been building on? Sometimes you can build on what the devil's saying. The devil can get in your ear and talk a lot of stuff to you. And for you know, he done filled your ear with a lot of stuff. You didn't even recognize that was the devil in your ear. Amen. And so what it depends on what you've been let getting in your spirit. And whatever depends you've been let get in your spirit, that's what you feed off of. That's why you can't be open and let anything fly into your spirit. People that have got wrong mindsets, people that will hinder you, distract you, and all that kind of stuff. Amen. The devil will get in your ear and he'll feed on you. Don't watch, he'll feed you with something a whole week if you let him. He will feed you defeat a whole year. God will say, I got a reward for you over here, and I got the devil tell you, you're never gonna get that reward. What are you listening to? Whatever you listening to, that's what you feed upon. But when the devil starts flooding you with this way, you got to make sure that, amen, you shaking it out. But if you've been, your spirit is built up the way it needed built up, you'll be able to shake that off. Somebody give God a praise. It says, even in the book of Romans, and this is just confirmed what I'm just saying. It said, likewise, the spirit? The spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. Don't you know God helping your infirmity? Just like what infirmity? Your weaknesses, your frailties, those things that you can't seem to get through, those things that you struggle with, whether they're mentally, physically, or spiritually, God, the Spirit of God help your infirmities. God would help those weaknesses because we all got them. God would help. We have areas when we feel high, we riding high in the spirit, and next to the man, we have areas of something feel like we low down to the ground and don't know if we're going to even make it. Amen? But they said, likewise, the spirit of God help our weaknesses. Those times when we're weak, God said, let the weak say, I'm strong. So God will strengthen you in your weak areas. You can be weak mentally, physically, and spiritually, all at one time. But the Spirit of God helping our infirmities. Our infirmities is frailties, spiritually, physical, mental, or even come to physical. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. The Lord said, we think we know how to pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought. We do good. We make efforts to pray. I do. You do too. We're supposed to. But I'm telling you, when you get down there, you about can't think of what to pray. Your mind is almost not even here. Like you almost don't have a mind. Then you need God's help. You need the Spirit to come on the scene to help you. If your mind has been down there like 10 minutes and you've been fellowshipping in your mind, what you going to do before you get up, what you did before you got down, where you got to go, your mind is not drawn in the spirit. What the devil said, what they said, what you feel like, your mind is not drawn in the spirit. And the Bible said, well, you just don't know how to pray as you ought to. God said, you don't know how to pray, so that's why you don't get nothing done. As you ought to. God said it's a way to pray, but it's a way you need to pray the way you ought to. So you either praying the way you ought to, or you praying the way that you ought not to. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit. Again, it's saying the Spirit. In other words, the Spirit of God, it said it making intercessions for us with groanings. Why does it make intercessions for us? Because you don't know really how to nail that thing right in the nutshell what's going on with you. You done prayed all around it. You prayed up and down it. But you ain't hit it the way it needed hit. So the Spirit, you need the Spirit to help you to pray it. Amen. Because that spirit, when it begin to pray, it's going to pray to the Father for you and through you to make intercession. It's going to intervene in your behalf. Amen. It's just like you praying for somebody else. Sometimes people can't pray for themselves. You might not always be in the place where you can pray for yourself like you ought to. Especially when you up under a great attack. They say if you will, there's times you might not even feel good mentally or physically. You don't know where to start a prayer at. You say, but you don't know where you need to start one at. You need somebody to intercede for you. You need God, amen, to intercede for you and say, Lord, take this. I don't know which way to go with this. Yeah. Amen. In other words, when he intercedes for you, that means he's intervening in your behalf. He's praying to the Father for you and telling the Father what you stand in need of to help you. That's why the Holy Ghost is really needed. Because the Bible says, in other words, it says, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself making intercession with groanings. If you ever hear yourself, you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying about stuff that you don't even understand what you're praying. When you get in the Spirit, amen, the Spirit of God coming upon you, the Spirit is praying through you, you can't even explain what you're saying with groanings, which cannot be expressed. You know what you feel, but you don't know what's coming. All you know that you believe that it's helping you, but you don't know. That's because the Father is praying through you, for you. So that's why it's so important to let the Spirit pray through you, because it can get so much done, more than you can get done when you pray just in the flesh. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, and he, which is God, that searches the heart. How many know God searches our heart? God doesn't look. You can tell a person anything, but God see your heart. Amen. Amen. God search your heart. Amen. When he search your heart, he said he search your heart and know what is the mind of the Spirit. God search your heart and he knows exactly what is going on with you. You can't even utter it. You can't even explain it. You can't even you can't even just tell nobody sometimes. But as you enter in the Spirit, God searches the heart and it begin to pray through you. Begin to pray through you. And he searches the heart, knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make an intercession. God intercedes in your behalf. God makes intercession according, and he makes it according to the will of God. God's not going to pray you through something that's not of God's. We're going to praise you right there into God's will. Amen. You may say, I don't will like Jesus. Amen. Before he died, he went to the Gethsemane garden. He said, if it be your will, I don't want to go through this. That wasn't his will. That wasn't his will. It wouldn't have been my will either. And who wants to go to a cross to be crucified? All the stuff he had to be. He was like, Father, you know, if I really don't have to go this way, I don't want to go this way. But he prayed over his will and he began to pray. He began to pray the will of the Father. He began like, that's not what I want to do. But Father, if this is what you want me to do, this is what I do. So he prayed the will of the Father, because the Father was in him and he was in the Father. So he was able to pray the will of the Father. But the Father's not in you and you ain't in the will of the Father. You will pray your will every time. And when you pray your will every time, and I pray my will every time, things just kind of look like they just stand still. But when you tap into praying what God's will is for you, the ball gets to rolling. Amen? Because you might not see it this way. Amen? You glory to God. You might say, in other words, I get so much amount of money for I be able to do anything. God may say, here, I got a way over here. I show you can get it done right now because you're praying through the will of the Father. But you pray your own will, you'll just stand there, because our will is stubborn and it just stands like macaroni and it won't break. And God's not going to break it for you. Somebody give God a praise. God said, humble yourself. God didn't tell you to do something that you couldn't do. He's not going to push you down there and break you and make you do anything. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said, and then after you humble yourself, I'm going to lift you up. Somebody give God a praise. It said he that searches the heart of hearts, nor was the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God is going to always pray the Father's will for you. You may not be able to see down the road the next thing, but God said, in other words, if I ordained you to do this, if I ordained you to do that, amen, I'm going to pray the Father's will that it get done. Somebody give God a praise. I'm going to pray the Father, any even call of God in your life, you won't get it done by your own strength, honey. You'll never get it done by your own strength, because God has to build you until that call that he has got. God's not going to call you to deliver a fly off the wall, amen, if you don't have no character in you. You got to let God build up character in you. Amen. And you got to let him work upon you. And then there's another something, the Spirit of God will be pushing through you, be pushing his will and his perfect will in your life. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that who are called according to his purposes. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how rough it get. God said, if you call and you to do my will, and you're trying to please me, and you're abiding in me, and I'm abiding in you, God said, I don't care what you're going through, I'm going to work it out for your good. It's going to work out for your good. Yeah, they may intend it for the evil. The devil may intend it for the evil. But I'm going to bring some good out of it, because I got purpose. Somebody give God a praise. I got purpose. Come, you know God has purpose. God don't sit there and just waste time. God does not waste time. God has purpose for everything that he's doing. It may not look like, amen, it's going nowhere, but God got purpose for everything he's done. He's got, amen, good intentions. He already see way down the road what kind of person you're going to be, what kind of person you're going to be, and what you're going to be doing for me. He see it way down the road. You just got to get in the plan. You got to make sure you're in his plan. It's like somebody said this one time, and I agree. It said we just really just like on a stage play. We just falling in place wherever God ain't ready. The play was already set up. Everybody just getting in their places. And how many know you got to stay in the place that God puts you at? Sometimes people can put you in different places. If God sit you in different places, even in the body, you got to stay in the call that God put you in, because nobody can do it like you do it. And if you put on somebody else's shoes and get out the car, amen, you're going to know it, and everybody else going to know it, because it will not fit. Amen. And we will not fit. I can't be you and you can't be me. You don't know what kind of price I pay. I don't know what kind of price God give you to pay. Everybody pay a price. So you got to stay in that car. Then who was it? Just like David, when he was great, fight Goliath. They want to put all that stuff up on him. He wasn't used to all that stuff. He's a natural born warrior by the Spirit. He didn't need all that stuff. That stuff was too big for him. Amen. Some things are too big for you. Glory to God. Stay in your lane. Whatever God calls you, stay in your lane, because you will be a winner in your lane. If you get out there, and out there, we got different personalities all over the world. Amen, amen. If God just calls you to, amen, to say a few words, you say a few words. If you got it, God give you a lot to say, a lot of words, you say what God gives you. Everybody don't function the same way. We can't make people function the way we function. We have to function the way God wants us to function. And that takes maturity. Amen. And this is like your children. If you sit there and your children, amen, they're your children, but they all made up different. If you expect this one to do like this one, then you're going to get some stuff crossed up. Everybody abide in your own call. And you'll be affected. Amen. Amen. And it says, and he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Sometimes we praying and we say, Lord, I done prayed about this and I'm so tired of praying. See, when you get to the point where you say, Lord, I done prayed about this and I'm so tired of praying about this, and you keep praying about the same thing, and you probably are tired, because God tired of you coming to same thing with him too. He won't teach you a better, show you something else. How many know you can start praying about one thing one way, and before you know it, you start praying about another way. You find many ways to pray about it, because God's taking you somewhere in your prayer life. Somebody give God a praise. It said men ought to always. If you notice, it said always. It didn't say sometime, once a blue moon, every day. It said always. Men ought to always. Could I hear somebody say always? Always. Men ought to always to pray and not faint. And he wouldn't have said always, because he know you're going to need prayer always. Amen. You pray always, you won't faint. But if you pray sometime, you'll be fainting sometime, and you'll be praying sometime, and you'll be fainting sometime. Amen. But if you pray always, God, that prayer is going to keep you so upgraded that you're not going to faint. God does not want us to go from A to Z. You start off, I'm all full of joy, and you go downhill like that. God, that's not the will of God. It's like you got to learn God's way. He don't want you to. He wants you when you're in the battle. Amen. He wants you to keep still fight. He wants you to keep on. He don't want to like put your gloves down. Everything. This is the end. I can't fight. He wants you to keep on fighting. But reason we can't keep on fighting because we have let too much junk come in our minds. We have let too much junk come in our schedule. Amen. Sometimes, glory to God, you got to watch. Amen. Amen. It's all right to connect with people, but you got to watch the people that you connected with. For you know what? They'll pull strength from you. They'll pull strength from you. Amen. Because, amen, if God has called you to do a certain thing a certain way, and you around people that don't even have no fellowship with God, don't even reference God, amen, you lose out what you're supposed to be doing, because you'll be so in the know with them. You'll start talking like them. You'll start acting like them about the atmosphere that you're around. And if God ain't working in their life, you will lose the strength of God that you got in your life. That's why it's so important to know what you got in your hand. You got to know, amen, the gifts of God that put in your hand. Whatever God's put in your hand, you need to know and understand what it is. You got a ball in your hand. You don't know you got a ball in your hand. Somebody going to take that ball out of your hand. God is giving you gifts in your hand. He's giving you victory in your hand. He's giving you a prayer life in your hand. You don't know how to keep it. You'll lose it, honey. Somebody give God the praise. So you got to recognize what God has given you. You can't recognize it 1 minute and next minute I lost it. 1 minute I recognize it. Next minute I lost it. After a while, you're going to lose it for real. You got to hold on to them things that God give you. God giving you a good prayer life. Keep that prayer life. God giving you a life, amen, a concentration, amen, to focus. You got good focus. Keep your good focus, amen. Because after a while, everything will come unwind. Everything will come unloose. Depends on who you fellowship with all the time. You got to treasure the gifts of God in your life. You got to travel like myself. I interact with people and stuff, but there's some stuff I just don't get into. You can't stay in a place with God and be his anointing, stay in a place with God and just be all loose and turbulent with all this other stuff over here. You're not going to be able to keep the things that God given you. It will wear you. It will drain you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And I'm about to go on up higher in God. I'm about glory to God. Holly, if I don't, I'm looking for God to add to me. You have to look for God to add unto you. You got to know, or either you just stay low and you'll stay low with nothing. Y'all know that you ain't looking at nobody that no prosperity like I got all this prosperity, but I've gotten everything I've got through the Holy Ghost. And like somebody said, I was listening to preaching the other day. People used to teach a long time ago that they make people think that God don't want you to have none. He wants you to be poor and raggedy. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's why people walked away from God. They say, I don't want to live that life. If you have your mentality, God wants us to be poor and don't have anything and barely making it and hard, you're going to be depressed and scared. You're going to be a mean old person. Because you're going to look around and everybody else got, why come I don't have, like a little child. And you're going to have some type of way that you're not going to feel good about them. But God wants you to prosper, be in health, as your soul prospers. He wants you to prosper in him first. And he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, he said, in his righteousness, I would add these other things that you stand into in your life. I don't know about you, in 2019, I'm looking for God to add some things unto me. Y'all can keep, if you're not looking for nothing, y'all keep not looking for nothing. I'm looking for things. Yeah. I'm really looking for things. I'm not just saying it either. I ain't saying it one day, I look for things, next day I don't see nothing. I ain't talking like that. I'm looking for things. I have expectations in my life. But meanwhile, I have expectations in my life. Amen. I'm going to keep myself focused with the help of the Lord. I'm going to keep myself productive with productive things. I'm not working at this time or anything. This kind of, I might as well say full retirement. No semi no more. It's full retirement. Amen. But I got things, amen, to do. I'm not going to sit around and twirl my thumb. I'm not going to sit there, amen. My nest been empty a long time ago. Both my sons are grown. It's been empty nest a long time ago. I'm not going to sit around and be a mental institution next to. I got places to go and things to do. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. You got to keep vision. 2019, you better get a vision. If you don't have a vision, you better get a vision before you and ask God, what do you have for me? Because some of the things you think God had for you, God got some other things for you. You put them things there. God didn't. You got to make sure whatever connecting you, that you feel like God has you, you better be connected with things that's taking you up. Amen. Not draining you. Amen. Don't let folks drain you. Don't let people drain you, because sometimes people come and tell you all their problems and stuff, and then you almost having anxiety attacks and panic attacks and stuff over their problem. The devil is a lie. If I'm going to have him, I'm having my own problem, not nobody else's problem, and I ain't going to have him then. Amen. Sometimes you have them, amen, just for psychological change, but hormone change, you may feel all anxious and want the devil, get that mess off of me. Amen. Amen. You got to stay focused. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And stop depending on, I'll tell you, learn some. Stop depending on people. Folks is fickle today. Amen. Folks is crazy today. That means they be 1 minute this minute, and next minute they be that minute. And after a while, y'all be going down the drain. Like sister says, they said, I don't want you. I don't want her around me. I don't want her. Next minute they want you around. I don't want her. You got relatives that do you that way. I don't want her. I don't want him. And our next man, they want you. Amen. Amen. And if you put all your eggs in the basket, you're going to come up short, honey. Amen. Grandkids or whoever, help them and stuff. But don't get stuck. See, we can't handle stuff over here as people of God. We get stuck. We get so happy. Amen. For someone to feel like taking some time with us, and we let them just run us on down to the ground. Say, I'm so glad you came to see me. But hey, I got a life of my own. Because if you get stuck, the devil, they may not be intended, the devil will take you all the way down because you put too much connection and confidence in them above God. Stop putting things above God, you going under, honey. He got a plan for you. Somebody give God a praise. And if you're going to hang out with somebody, connect with somebody that's going somewhere in the spirit and got some money too. Got something. Okay, if I ain't got something, somebody going to give me something. The Lord or something. How you going to hang out with people? They ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. We all going down. The devil's like, you're going to connect with people that got something, going somewhere and connect with God first. Amen. That let me know I'm on the right road because God said he wished me well. And God, if God wants you well, he going to keep you on a good job. He gonna make sure your bills get paid. Amen. Whatever you stand in need of, it shall be so. Somebody give God a praise. I ain't going to ride high with you and we ain't got both. I ain't got nothing. You got something wrong with that picture. You got something, but I ain't got nothing. And you trying to take every little bit thinking I got? No. It ain't going to be that way. I'm going to ride with somebody, connect with people that's going somewhere in God first. And ain't no wrong with being having no rich friends if you can find them. But they're few and far. There's not that many rich people out here. But you don't know what people got because people putting up a whole lot of stuff and you don't know what they got. They ain't got to tell you they got money. In other words, they can show you how to get prosperity. They can show you some things. They can tell you some things. The pointers tell you one thing and get you way down the road. Somebody give God a praise. And he said, permit always to pray. To pray means to, people think when we say to pray, they think it's just go to God with a to-do list. And so I'm giving him all this list about what you need. But God is saying, being in communication with me. Being in fellowship with me. You and me have a communication. And honey, if you don't have a communication with God, you sure need one, or you need to get one, because we living in a time, can't nobody really help you. People don't have time for you. You can tell them you get ready to have a heart attack or something. They say, I'll call you back in a few minutes. It might not call you back at all. You better know how to get a hold of God. I'm teaching you better have a community. You better be able, if you can't say, almost say nothing, you better say, Jesus, Lord, if it ain't my time, I don't want to go out of here now. You had to lay your hands upon yourself. Amen. I still believe in praying for the sick and see them recover. I still believe in those things. Amen. The devil attacks me different times. So he'll attack your mind. He'll attack your body and everything. Amen. You're giving. I told Lord, I said, Lord, I ain't giving into that. As you get older, sometimes you might get a little stiff and stuff, and people want, first thing they want to say, oh, arthritis. I say, I don't care what, I ain't claiming all that. I'm going to move. Amen. Can't go nowhere, do something for the Lord. You all been over like this. You ain't got no strength, no energy in your body. We don't eat right, take care of our stuff. We don't get some proper exercise and stuff. We are not going to be no good. Because you cannot carry all that stress on your mind, and after a while, it will affect your body. You will not have no energy. You will go from one chair and about ready to sit down because you're about ready to fall down. No energy. The devil tricks us. We think that God is just concerned about our spirituality, but honey, God is concerned about your whole entire body. And he's not only concerned about your whole entire body, he's concerned about your mind. And the older you get, and I ain't that old, but the older you get, honey, if you don't get it together before you hit certain ages, honey, you what they say, you going about down without God's help. Because that body will go back, this grab, it'll pull you right back down. But you keep the spirit up in your life, amen. I don't care if you're 60, 70, or 80, you'll be able to move. God can't do anything with us if we don't have energy. And we, you know, every breath we take, we feel like it's our last. What can God do with us? We don't have to accept. I know the devil wants to say, we don't have to accept. I just like, Lord, I don't know how I'm getting out of this, how I'm getting through this, but I'm not going to accept this. I don't have the mind. My father was a man of faith. He's gone to be with the Lord. And we just wouldn't talk that way. We wouldn't talk that to take everything. That's how some of us have last. We was like, we pray. We was taught to pray. But, I mean, you can't make yourself stay here if God won't take you. But I'm just saying, amen, you don't have to say my life is over because something hit me and they took me out of here. Honey, we got to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. That's why the devil don't want us to get in the word. That's why he don't want us to be at church. That's why he want to hear nothing. Nothing he want you to see or hear. Nothing encouraging that will keep you on the journey of fight. I was listening to somebody yesterday. I said, Lord, sometimes I don't listen to a whole lot of people. A few people I listen to, I said, Lord, they preach good over here, but now over here they got so much sound like they're doing porn on the other end. I said, it's all mixed up today. I said, so I went way back and listened to somebody that's dead and gone, but they messages are still on. I said, now that's what I'm talking about. See, sometimes you got to go way back and get something that started your soul on the right road anyway. Because some of our leaders and stuff and our family members and stuff, they're dead and gone. You got to reach way back to that faith that was once delivered to the saints. Because the stuff that's going on now, everything is like Kool-Aid and it's contemporary and it won't save a buzzard. People don't know nothing about speaking in tongues. They don't know nothing about living for God. None of that stuff. Honey, we're in an age right now. You better hold on to your faith. You better hold on to what God is putting within your heart. Because if you don't, honey, you hook up with the wrong people, you about to lose it. You will lose it. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. I think I've told the story several times about this lady. I don't know. I think somebody reminded me, said maybe the pastor told us about it, but I've heard about it a long time ago. Lady was really saved in church. Started listening at her daughter's. They finally got her out to a nightclub. She's supposed to be saved. They got out to the nightclub. She wasn't supposed to have been there. She hooked up with him so much that she got out there. And I don't know what happened, but that was the night that she died. And I'm sure that they didn't just take one. It wasn't one night. It was, they was working on her all the time. You got to watch your connection. Watch if God put you. You know what? Something what might not be wrong with somebody else to somebody else over here might be wrong for you. Amen. It might not be wrong for them. They don't feel no condemnation, but it might be wrong for you. Because God knows what it's going to take to keep you saved, and he knows what it's going to take to keep me saved. I tell the Lord about that all the time. I said, Lord, sometimes we have been bought, some of us have been bought up in a lot of tradition. And I don't knock tradition. Some traditions is good. At least you ain't worried about going out here naked. Some traditions is good. Keep your clothes on. But some stuff we was taught that, you know, we did it because we was taught to do it. But if that worked for you, if that work, hear what I say, if that work for you, honey, you better stay with it. Because if you just, some of us, we've been so, we've been walking with God for a pretty good while. We've been so into the things of the Lord, and we, that's the only way we know. Don't let the devil pull the rug out from you and say, let's go ahead and just take a little bit off. You ain't got to take it all off. Just take some of it off. Or just do something. Well, and after a while, he's not going to step there. He got something else. Amen. So the Lord said, fight the good fight of faith. God, I wasn't even looking for that scripture. I was looking for something else. And the Lord just let my eyes follow him this morning. He said, earnest contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. That is the word that we need to hear. Earnestly contend. There's some things that you can't even allow yourself to get caught up into. Amen. You have to stick with what works for you. If this has kept you saved for 40 years or how many years, you better keep walking with that. Because as soon as you make a move, honey, the devil going to come and throw some away, throw it through, you won't be able to shake off. What somebody else is comfortable with might not be what God wants you to do, to work with. Amen? Amen. Saying praying, that's why prayer is so very vitally important. Because if you keep in that frame of mind of prayer, you will not faint. You will, to faint means to get weak. Faint means to say, I can't make it no more. I'm throwing in the towel. And you should never let the devil, but they say, see you sweat. You should never let the devil come out of your mouth that I almost just ready to throw my hands up. That means you all become a weak Christian. Even if you think it in your mind, you better say, Lord, strengthen me. Don't let the devil know everything that you, that's going on in your head. I'm about to quit. Don't let it come out your mouth. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm just telling the truth. Well, you just become weak. Because you would have those things that you say. You have to fight the good fight of faith. You got to know that I am not going out like this. I'm not going to keep on fighting. I'm going to keep on, Lord, help me. If you can't think of nothing else, you got to say, Lord, help me. People that have been walking with God a long time, talking about I'm about to quit and all that kind of stuff. Something's wrong with your faith. Your faith is not built up like it's supposed to be built up. You cannot let something, I heard this man say, he said, even sometimes the testimony some people get, he said, some of those things is not for the church. Some of those things are, and some of those things, because testifying is supposed to be edification, some of those things are not for the church. He said, you need to keep that to yourself, because soon somebody get to hell and they come against you, you don't put too much information out there for them. You can't let the devil see you sweat. You can't let the devil, amen, see, he watches you. He don't know your mind. He just watch your actions. I'm so glad God didn't give him that ability to know, to just know our minds. Amen. So there's some things he will not know about you till you open your mouth to say. Sometimes when I pray, if I don't want the devil to know exactly what I'm saying, I pray, I say it in the name of Jesus, so and so and so. I might not get right. Sometimes I need to call in, I call out, but that's no way. I don't, sometimes, because I know he's, listen, sometimes you notice some things you pray about, and I don't want you to get you fearful like you don't pray about stuff, because you want to petition God, whatever it is, but you don't want to pray in fear either. You don't want to pray about something, amen, and some, you know, sometimes you pray about something, and for you know, you thought, like, I had no problem with that till I started praying about it. Why? Because the old devil is sitting up there. Listen, but I mean, you don't want, God don't want you to pray. If you pray in faith, you can rebuke whatever come against you. You ain't got to, you can call it out in it. You ain't like, you know what he going to try to attack. So they ain't going to move you. But some things, we need to grow up. You don't grow up in 2019, we get ready to go for a ride. This whole world, nation is going to go for a ride. And I said, Lord, this is probably just a sneak peek of what's going to happen. You know, all this government stuff, the things, the way it's going. Amen. A lot of time, amen, a lot of people ain't think about it. We got so much trouble. We can't think about that. Some people, I got so much trouble. I can't even think about what they think about. Amen. But wait till a knock on your door. We need to be praying for them in authority to the Lord. Amen. These people, all these people that can't go to work because of this government shutdown and everything, Lord help them, because after a while it will affect all of us. Amen. Amen. It will affect all of us. I asked somebody the other day on the phone when was some form was going to come. They said it might come in February. Everything has been it's been moved. Amen. The devil don't care if you eat or don't eat. He don't care if you work or don't work. And people that got the devil in them, they feel the same way. So our confidence, when we pray to God, God will show you a way to get around stuff that you never thought of. And you'll have a better life with just being hopeful. Just being looking, you know, you're not saying you're not going to have any problem, but you just feel a good way when prayer is really in your life. The devil wants you to get filled with anxiety and upset when stuff coming against you and stuff. And yeah, for a minute when it hit us there, it shake us a little bit. But after a while, you just settle back down because you know who's driving. You know who's driving for you. And the Lord is a driving force. Somebody give God a praise. I said, he's a driving force. You know, I'm learning even as I get older. Lord let me know. He's like, tell me a lot of time. He just say, rest in me. And a lot of times, the Lord's not telling me go sit down in a chair and get a rest. That's not what he's actually saying to me. I mean, he might tell you that too if you're running too much. But I'm just saying, what God be telling me, he's like, don't worry about this. That's what he say. Lord said, don't worry about it. Because sometimes when you worry about stuff, you start getting in your flesh trying to fix it. You make matters worse. You know, it's like the Bible said, just cast all your cares on it. You know, I said, I leave this, even with people when they seem to be difficult, leave them in his hand. Yeah. And Lord, you can work. I ain't make a person, you can work them, you can work with them. Amen. Difficult people and all this kind of stuff. If I'm difficult, Lord, help me. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's not one time, that's many times. I tell you, because see, the Lord, as you praying in the Holy Ghost, the mind of the Spirit will come upon you. And you will pray about things in a different way that you never prayed about them before. But see, you got to be pliable and flexible in the hands of the Lord. Don't you know God, he would not even make you do anything? He's a gentleman. And I'm really glad that he's like that, because if God made us do stuff, we'd be doing it because God made us do it. And when soon that we didn't want to do it, we get tired of somebody making us, right? People resist for us. If you try to push somebody here, they're going to resist for it. They're going to push back in. They're going to resist that. God don't make you do anything. He will suggest that you do it, but he's not going to make you do anything. And if you don't hear God's voice, whatever way he comes, amen, you're going to be standing in that same predicament for longer than you could have been standing. You could move down the road a long time ago, but you wanted to have it your way, and you'll stand there right there until God get ready to come back and give you another chance. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You can stay stuck in life, stuck in situations and things longer than you should if you're not listening to God. Somebody give God a praise. Building up your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You cannot have faith without hearing the word of God. Then you got to keep on hearing. Say, if we really understood how important God's word was to us, is to us, reading his word, listening to the word. Don't just read it. You can listen to it online. Listen to his word. Listen to things that's building you up. And those things that you listen to that's building you up is driving everything else out. And if you don't watch it, if I don't watch it, sometimes you'll be listening to a lot of lies of the devil. How many know the devil is sneaky? He's sneaky. He can put a suggestion in your mind, your thoughts, and you just think that's just a thought. He can ride your mind, because he's trying to drill that seed, get it down in there. He's trying to get that seed down in there. Especially, he'll fight real hard when God didn't give you a promise. When God has given you a promise, honey, you better keep them boxing gloves on, because, honey, that's the fight of faith. The devil's, he's going to defy you all kind of ways and tell you it's not going to happen. That's his job. But as you're praying in the Holy Ghost, remember I say you don't know how to pray as you ought to, but when you pray in the Spirit, and you begin to pray the mind of the Spirit. So you can pray in tongues in the Holy Ghost, and you also can pray as God give you the mind of the Spirit to show you how to pray about a situation. But eventually, you're going to start praying in tongues. You pray your whole mind. Somebody say, well, how do I know if I'm praying in the Holy Ghost? One good way you would know, you feel that Spirit of God coming upon you. You feel His presence coming upon you in a great way, you know, keep going. Don't stop. Just keep on praying. And after a while, you'll be praying stuff out of you that you didn't even know that you had in you. It might have been worry, fear, anxiety. It might have been discouragement. You'll pray that stuff out. It's like somebody, you feel like somebody refreshed you with a big drink of water. So you pray till he gets his presence come upon you. Most times we don't have time for that. I got to hurry up and go. I got to hurry up and do this and do that. When you're in a hurry all the time, you've never hardly get to pray and pray to the, you feel the refreshing of the Lord because you're in a hurry. But when we sit down to eat, we take, I don't know how many hours to eat. When we're sitting down doing other stuff, we take so much time doing that, but we don't have time. But you built up your faith that way. And it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Communicate with God some kind of way. Communicate with God some type of way. Don't sit there and go from service to service and that's the only time I communicate with God. Communicate with God on a regular, like you drink water, like you eat. Because some people actually say like you eat. Some people say I don't drink water. Or like you eat, because you eat something all the time. Most people do. Pray to the Lord. And you can pray to the Lord. You can get such a relationship with God. You don't always got to be down on your knees. You can be there talking to the Lord while you're doing your hair or while you're getting your clothes on. You can be there just talking to God. Just talking to him and just like, Lord, I sure do thank you. You know, I went out to my son's house the other day. You were at work, Sister Janita. I went out there. I felt so sad. So I'm a chance to go out here. I asked him how he was doing. He said he was stuffed up. I guess he felt a little bit better. But I said, well, I've been saying, I had called him the other day. I said, give me the address. Because I said, I had the address. This is going to be challenging for me. Because I think, like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't. But I felt confidence in the Lord. The Lord let me know I'll be with you. Because I don't drive the highway and think it's like a long way. You know, the world, well, he said his life here rolls away. He take, but I know nothing about out that way. I've never been out that way before, other than when I rode out there when Sister Terry, my sister. So I'm like, I really would like somebody to ride with me. In this case, I get lost. But nobody was, there was nobody there. But I just said, Lord, I'm going to go out here. Amen. Pray for my son and stuff. He does so many things for me. I always have. Both of my sons do. They do things for me. But I wanted to be there some kind of way. I said, I might not be out there a long time. But I said, Lord, just give me. And that was a miracle for me. Y'all know. That was a miracle for me. You know, I go far out somewhere. And I don't know where I'm going. That was God. He gave me peace. Even though I kept him on the phone while I was so I get out there and make sure I turned around. I made one wrong turn on 56th Street, I think. We had to come back and circle around and stuff. But I thank the Lord. I said, Lord, was glad that I was able to be there for him. I said, I said, Lord, he does so many things for, my kids is really, they try to do things for their mom and stuff. I said, I would like to try to be there as much as I can. I said, but Lord, you're going to have to help me to get out here. You have to help me. And he helped me every step away. When I was up there on the phone with my son, I know I was getting on his nerve because sometimes it like, I said, but he didn't say nothing disrespect. He did get real. When he get real quiet, I'm like, oh, you still on the phone? Because I said, what street you say? I'm writing it down. I said, Lord, Lord, I think because he's not feeling good, he probably get irritated with me trying to get the street. I said, but I told when I got out there, I said, I made it out here. Even though you got irritated with me, I got irritated with you too. Because I told him, you ain't say nothing. I just say that you probably like which you turn brighten it because I kept calling. He's calling the street and I called it something else and I did like, oh, I didn't really hear what he was saying, but I got it together and it was a miracle. And I thank God. I enjoyed my ride out there, even though I didn't know too much where I was. I knew what Lafayette Road was, but it's like further I get out, I just But I thank the Lord for helping me and all that day and. I thank God, he would guide you. He would have you do things that you maybe think you can't even do. He would help you. You know, that's something I learned, that God would help you to do things, amen. If he want to, he'll let you know, I'll be right there with you. You know, I'll help you do this, amen. So that, come from praying, amen, and getting yourself built up. Keep yourself built up. 2019, amen, much as you can. Increase your prayer life. Increase your communication with God. You know, I don't know what this world is, what's the future with the government and all that. I tell you, but as long as you connected and holding on to God like you need, no matter whatever they do, we'll be all right. Because the Bible said in the world, we're going to have tribulation. But God said in me, you're going to have peace. And let somebody stand to your feet, amen.